Alice, you're back in the Super League for 2018. Have you missed it?
Yeah, it was quite a long time out. I had 2 years out to finish my degree, so it's fantastic to be back training, yeah.
Fans of the league and Thunder will know you from there. How much did you enjoy your time there, looking back?
I grew up around the Thunder system. My time there was brilliant, and it was good to have a number of different coaches over my time there. Started with Susie Chapman to Tracy Neville, then to Dan Ryan. Like, it was great.
How was Tracy as a coach?
Great. Well, I mean, I get on with Tracy very well because I like the combination of strict and funny, I guess. A lot of the players have a lot of respect for her on training, but it's good that everyone gets along with her on a friendly basis outside of training as well.
That Thunder side as well, weren't people like Sarah Helen and Beth and Emma part of it? What was it like playing with them?
Yeah, well, it was brilliant. And we had the likes of Chelsea Pittman in my final year as well. So, no, it's good because I started quite young in the Super League system. It was great to have those players around me, especially the likes of Beth Cobden and Jodie. They were, like, although they're 4 years older than me, they were very close friends of mine. So it was great to have them around.
I mean, the strength of Northwest netball at the best of times is really strong, but it was nice that you were a part of that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I joke, well, I've moved down south now and I always joke to even the school kids now that Northwest is best and we're the tough cookies. So, no, Northwest definitely.
2014, weren't you named as part of the England Commonwealth long squad?
So that was my final year of sixth form, just doing my A-levels, yeah. So I spent a lot of time down in Bath with the senior girls, which was, again, great experience for me. And it was good exposure, I guess, at that age.
You ended up replacing Cadeen, didn't you?
Yeah, that was on tour, yeah. I think Cadeen was injured, so I got the call-up, which was great. And we went out to Perth. I think we went for 2 weeks. And, yeah, best tour I've ever been on, without a doubt. Just, again, being around that kind of calibre of players, the likes of Jade and Serena, and that was fantastic.
I get the impression as well that Anna, who was the national coach at the time, she's really strong and knowledgeable.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed working with Anna, yeah. She put a lot of time and effort into me, and I think I really appreciate the amount of time she had for me, yeah. So over that year, I definitely grew as a player.
So how do you feel our chances are for the Commonwealth?
Yeah, pretty high. I mean, looking at previous results, and yeah, they've got a great team, so they've got every chance of doing well. It's great to see the likes of Ellie, Jodie and Beth, who are my closest mates in that team, getting out there and showing what they've got. No, it's good to watch.
How was your time with the under-19s?
Good, yeah. So I joined England when I was very young, and very quickly a couple of us got moved into the 21s group. So the first 2 years, I didn't really spend a huge amount of time with my own age group. But when it got to the last cycle of the World Youth Cup, it was good to go back to my age group, really, and spend time with people my own age after experiencing it.
It looked like you were playing with people like Rhea from Storm and George as well. Would that be right?
Yeah. So, yeah, me, Rhea, George, there was Amy Clinton. And again, we had Gabs, Jess Shaw, Georgie Webster. It was great. It was like playing with all your closest friends. Yeah, it was great.
And it'd be good to see them on court again this season.
Yeah, I know. Just everyone's in different dresses.
Looking back on the league from then to where it is now, are you expecting big changes?
Definitely. I think even just coming back to training, it's already apparent how much harder it is, I guess. The intensity just seems to have stepped up massively, and I don't think that's due to the fact I've not been here for 2 years. It's just the game's stepped up, really. So, yeah, it was hard to build up fitness straight away, but I think I'm on the right page now.
You're minding your own business one afternoon, and next thing, there's Kat Ratnapala on the phone.
Yeah. No, I wasn't expecting it at all. I took a job at Reigate Grammar School in Surrey, and I didn't really have intentions of coming back to netball. I thought this was it. I finished uni, joined the career path, etc. And then Kat got in touch and said, we need a goal attack. So I was like, sign me up.
Had you been playing regionally or prem in the meantime? Or
no, I was playing for my university in the final year, and then nothing since about April. And then Kat got in touch with me early August, and then rest is history, I guess.
Mavs have strengthened, obviously. You played with Sasha in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, well, Sasha was part of that Commonwealth long squad as well, and so is Lindsay Keeble. So it's good to have them around. First session back, I was a bit nervous, like, oh, do I know anyone? But then as soon as you walk in, so many familiar faces, it was fine.
And I've spoken to Karen for absolutely ages, and even then, the edit was about 15 minutes. What's she like being around somebody like that?
She is a legend, yeah. So, I mean, the first session, everyone's a bit like, oh, there's a big timer coming. But no, she's absolutely great. And yeah, I've got a lot of time for Kaz. She's a great role model for the whole team. I mean, me especially, being goal attack in front of her, like the amount of advice she's got is brilliant, really.
And back with Mavs for a few weeks now, how have you seen that fresh-faced Gabs to the fresh-faced, yeah, probably thanks to Benikos?
It was a surprise to me that Gabs was even coming, because I heard it through the grapevine that there was someone Northern coming, and I was thinking in my head, like, I had a list of six people it could be, and Gabs wasn't even on the list. I was like, she'll never move down south. But no, I was so happy when she was moving down. Again, it just makes things a bit more normal, I guess, because I've grown up playing with Gab since we were seven. So no, it's great to have her there. And she's my best feeder I've ever had. So she knows exactly where to put the ball.
I hope you've found a Greggs.
She's obsessed. And coffee. That's all Gabs is interested in.